You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Stone Cold.
Welcome to My Sexy Podcast, the scandalous episode. On this episode, sexiness is survival, guys. How you gonna have sex if you can't live? My guest today is Liza Dye. Liza, what's up?
I'm alive.
Liza's alive against every single odds. All of them.
All of them.
Every single every one. Single. Okay, let's just also set up the scene. We've got Liza's very graciously brought a giant bag from Subway full of various snacks.
Sun chips. I have some sort of pizza.
Yeah. And you might hear sort of the authentic noise of comedy in the background. There's an open mic happening. We're recording in a hallway that is winged off of Stand Up New York stage. Why are we here? Why we got to be on the ground floor, Liza?
Comedy.
The comedy of all the odds of wheelchair. Usually we tape on the second floor. But today we've got the exclusive here with Liza Dye.
So this is the handicap example.
This is, well, I think you invented the handicap studio. This is, we should have a plaque on the wall.
Is this not a fire hazard?
This is a very big fire hazard.
It seems like it.
We should end the episode by lighting a fire and suing the club.
Down.
Down. Now, speaking of down.
Speaking of being down.
Wait, let me just say, we did, so I've known Liza for maybe even just 8 months.
Yeah,
let's not stretch things. But when something tragic happens to someone, just the same way when someone gets like cast in something big, you exaggerate the fuck out of that relationship. Liza fell into the train tracks.
I did.
She fell into the B train tracks.
I fainted.
She fainted, fell into the tracks 3 months ago. May everybody that remotely knew you automatically turned it about
people
them.
People that didn't know me.
People that didn't know you. People that like vaguely had like maybe three mutual friends on Facebook
people
were like, I've got to take
Twitter.
A week off work.
Seriously.
Is that true? That's true. Because at one point you were like, guys, stop visiting me in the hospital. Did it become?
Yeah, it got really overwhelming. Because it's like, being in the hospital is already crazy. It's
yes.
already like batshit crazy. And then
yes.
on top of that, it's like I'm on like morphine and then I'm having like all of these surgeries and like people are texting me like, hey, I'm off work Wednesday. Can I come at like whatever?
I just want to like, Instagram you.
Yeah. All the love was like just insane. Like it was just an immense amount of love. And it really honestly, like it sounds so cheesy, but it really helped me to like push through the pain.
Of course, yeah.
But it did get to be like a little like, overbearing at times.
Yeah.
I had to just be like, I can't take any visitors for like the month of March.
Well, the interesting thing I think is when like you have become a hero. Like there was a lot written about you. Mm-hmm. I personally have been affected and inspired by it. It's like when things like this happen where you know you against all odds live and then you're put through all of this shit. And you get through it. And also the triumphant part is that you've been like tweeting and being funny about it and using that
Which
as a tool
a lot of
for
morphine. I can't really take credit for most of that. Most of the tweets were morphine.
I heard morphine got a call back for New Faces in Montreal.
I have no idea what that means, but it's I think you're
probably the drug
right.
Morphine is getting a lot of heat. So basically, I did a show with Liza a few days ago. Yeah, a few days ago.
Yeah,
after you got out of the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just impressive. The other thing is, you know, here we are, we're recording this beside, like an amateur.
Just live comedy.
Live
this
comedy.
Is so
But
inspiring.
People, this is like people that have to buy two drinks to do stand up. And that's, you know, that in itself is like that's a big test of like whether you want to do it or not. Two New York City price drinks. But then I think the other really impressive thing about this whole tragedy is that like it's shown it's shown that you, you know, you're a newer, how long have you been doing comedy?
Not long at all. Like literally.
Like literally you did your first mic the day before the train hit you.
The day the train hit me was my first time. No,
I did my first 5 minutes while they were rescuing me.
No, it was, the first time I did stand up was in July of 2013.
2013. Okay. Yeah. So fresh baby face to comedy.
Total new.
But
to UCB and everything.
Obviously natural comic because, you know, I think a lot of comics that have been doing it for a long time going through something like this wouldn't necessarily bring comedy into it. Right. Or be let out of the hospital and do comedy right after. I think that's a big ass thing to do. And it was so, you know, remember when Tig Notaro was diagnosed with cancer mm-hmm. and then she did that set and it was like amazing.
Yeah.
Every time something shitty happens to me, my best friend Mae Martin, she's a comic in England. And whenever we like are going through something shitty, the silver lining will always be like, you guys, you gonna Tig Notaro it? Just go Tig Notaro that shit.
How do you have a best friend who's a comic in England?
Well, we both started in Toronto.
I see.
And then she went to London. I moved here. And we're just seeing who gets rich first mm-hmm. so that we can ditch each other.
Mm-hmm. I never thought about that, though. That's interesting that you brought that up. I didn't think that's probably like one of the reasons I was so like motivated to just really come back at it as soon as I got out of the hospital was because I'm so new. I guess if I had been doing stand-up for like 10 or 15 years, like a lot of people out of
I think it's just there's like comics that like need to do comedy mm-hmm. and I'm not saying I'm one or the other. I'm impressed with you. I like sitting there watching you do your set at Ars Nova a few days ago. I was like, holy shit, like this is, and it was, you know, comedy is honesty, and there's so much honesty to sitting there in a wheelchair 3 days so much, but like 3 days after you're out of the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, cut out. Okay, first of all, you were on your way to a web series.
Yes. John Early and I had been trying to, like, film some sort of video. I had this video idea. Can you hear me okay? You're looking at me.
Really No, I didn't think that we could, panicked, and I was like, how am I going to be Barbara Walters if Liza Dye's voice isn't recorded?
Oh, my gosh.
That was the morphine talk. Go for it. Go ahead.
The morphine has just won an Oscar. I had this video idea called like Top or Bottom that I had been wanting to do for so long, and I needed like another gay person to do. Like, I wanted a guy to be in the video with me, and it was gonna be like, I probably shouldn't be talking about this. Someone's gonna steal this idea, but whatever. And
it's just, why do you think, like, I'm recording this, Liza?
We're gonna pick like random celebrities and like match them.
I did one podcast with that bitch. She didn't even. Now she's a millionaire.
You're gonna like steal my idea, like Allison. Oh man, that's so gay. Anyway, long story short, I wanted to do this video with him. We never got around to doing it, and some other like web series approached both of us. And was like, hey, we really want you guys to do it. And neither of us wanted to do it, but we found out like the night before who the other comedian was. And I was like, oh my God, let's do it.
Who was it?
It was John. And John.
Oh, John Early, yeah.
Yeah, John Early, who is a great comedian. You guys should
look him up. Love him.
And I was on the way to go. We had to critique the film Cruel Intentions.
Oh, yeah. Who's not going to take an invitation to do that?
Well, yeah, but John and I have never seen it.
No.
Neither of us.
What year were you born in?
89.
Oh my God.
I never saw
But
it.
Wait a second. That's still old enough to see,
I know,
Sarah Michelle Gellar have like a spit string attached to.
That's the movie, right?
Oh my God. What was that girl's name? Oh no. It's such
Neve
a funny.
Campbell?
No.
I don't even know what I'm talking about. Morphine. But anyway.
You're going to blame everything on morphine for the rest of your life.
I bought morphine. I'm not even on it anymore.
Bitch, you cheated on me 8 times. Morphine, honey.
Exactly. I didn't pay my taxes. Morphine.
Morphine. I feel like you shouldn't have to pay your taxes.
I really shouldn't. The MTA should pay them for me.
Done.
I'm on the way to go.
For not having like faint-proof subways.
I was on the way to meet him.
Everything in New York has to be faint-proof from now on.
Just for me. Just because I can't get my life together.
Subway costs $95 a ride.
I thought of a great joke when I was in the car on the way to the theater the night we did the show about like getting my life back on track.
Yeah.
But I didn't even write it down or anything.
I just need to get my life back on track.
I'm trying to get my life back on track, guys. Yeah, we were gonna go meet and like, so you were watch gonna go, the movie, yeah. And that's and yeah, so it was like that morning. And,
so the real like, tragedy here is that you've never, I still haven't seen Cruel Intentions. Holy exactly. shit, that's what the headlines should have been.
Yeah, not
Texas young comic fell in tracks, but still has not seen Cruel Intentions. Yeah, okay, so then you tell me the other part.
I mean, that's pretty much it. We were on the way to go watch this movie together because none of us had ever seen it. And the production company was like not trying to let us watch it. We wanted to like watch it as we were like being filmed, and they were like, no, you got to watch it beforehand. So okay. Like, fine. So yeah, we were on the way to do that. And
you were solo Dola.
I was alone.
You were alone.
Yeah.
And then that morning you obviously didn't eat anything but poison. Anything but a little dollop of rat poison. So have you fainted before?
I fainted like 4 times in my life probably.
Okay, so that's a significant amount. You're like saying it like, honey, listen, we all faint here and there.
No, have you never fainted before?
No, the only like relationship with fainting that I have is when my grandfather died, all of my Pakistani aunts were that like every time they would see my grandfather's body, because there was like a bit of an open casket situation, but like Muslims don't do any makeup, it's just like horrify you with a dead body, they would like walk, they all of my aunts were like lambs to the slaughter, where they'd walk up to the body and be like, "Ay Allah," and they'd like faint, they'd like fall back. And
you
people
did that?
I didn't do that. I was like, bitches, get your shit together. He was old. This is going to happen again and again
How
to old people.
He?
And you're like, maybe 80, maybe like okay. late 70s.
He lived a good life.
He lived a good life, yeah. But anyway, that's the only people I knew that fainted.
So
it's not like a normal.
You yourself fainted?
No.
What?
Wait, you're like, it's all the rage, girl.
Fainting is so in right now. No, honestly, I mean, I figure people have at least like maybe gotten like lightheaded is what I mean. Not
yeah, I'm not faint, but like, listen, Liza, I don't believe the word on the street. I'm not indestructible. I'm very human. I feel lightheaded all the time, and you know, I'll really like use right I'll like use like a little bit of lightheaded for a lot of attention. So but fainting is a real thing where you fall. Like that's the thing. I've never.
Yeah, maybe I'm exaggerating. It's the morphine again.
Wait.
Probably just like.
Yeah. 4 times. Why? No. Just because I haven't fainted doesn't mean.
Maybe. Yeah.
I think the morphine's making you more agreeable.
4 times in my life.
Yeah, you fainted 4 times, and then this was one of them.
Yeah.
Or
and so maybe I feel like the final diagnosis maybe was like I had like low blood sugar or something that day.
Yes.
I'm actually not totally sure, but I think that's what.
I mean, but that's the thing that we need to figure out later is like how to make you not faint.
How does that not happen again?
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember everything up until like.
You just got an applause break. Did you hear that?
I know. I heard. Great.
Everything up until fainting, you remember.
Yeah.
So,
and then, like waking up,
the smell of urine by the tracks.
It was a terrible blizzard that morning. I don't know
oh,
if you
shit.
Remember. February 13th. Think back.
How do you remember the date?
Think back.
February 13th. Yeah, there was a crazy blizzard. So it was slippery. So you were maybe like looking, you were like, when's this train going to get here? When's my poison going to kick in? Why did I eat that poison? Bam. And then wait. Okay, but because this is real, we're laughing about it. But this is a real thing because the next thing you know, you're what?
Under the train.
Oh,
I wake up.
My godness.
I wake up under the train. Like
a
the first
New York
train
City
car.
Subway train. Listeners, are you listening?
It was literally, I mean, honestly,
under
like,
the
terrifying.
Whole train is over you?
The first train car is
oh.
like here, just at me. And I'm like.
But this girl's face is still beautiful.
Yeah,
she's,
I think I have like just a busted lip. Like if you look, go back.
You had like a paper cut on your lip.
And like I tweeted like the night and I was like, I'm alive with like thumbs up.
You
and,
just had a little.
Yeah, just had like some blood. Like
you kissed the subway.
It was crazy.
Okay. So, because, and this is possible because there's a little Liza shaped trough in the center of the tracks. And that's where somehow your fainted body magically landed in there, in that.
Yeah. I still don't even know, actually. And I can't really, like, well, I'm not supposed to, like, talk a lot about it. My lawyer's always like, don't.
Okay. You've got a lawyer and you're looking into. Yeah.
So I can't really honestly, even if I did like know how I was or like how it happened, I don't remember because I was out for it, you know? So, but yeah, I just woke up under there. I was under that motherfucker. Like, whoa. It was terrifying.
So then you're under there, and obviously I'm sitting here. Liza's in a wheelchair. She's got her legs.
Do you want to see it?
They can't see it, so we'll see it after. But if I saw it, there we go. Got a faulty mic, but if I saw it, would be a bunch of like the sound of bandage, which is very faint. And then it would be me being like. So let's get back on track.
Okay, on the track.
On the tracks. Then I read something. There's firefighters that lifted up the.
Yeah, they had to like use these little. It just looked like little like. I've never seen like real Jaws of Life before. Just like pictures or.
I feel like it would be the most giant Jaws of Life.
It was like.
Nothing little is involved in.
It was like a baby. Thing like maybe the size of the top of this table, like I don't even know how you would measure this for
a baby thing,
but they just like was adorable. The train like off of my leg, and that was when I like came out of shock. I was like, oh hey.
And when you're in shock and you're under a train and your leg was like busted, you could see the bone.
Yes
Oh my god.
Okay. Are you squeamish?
No, I'm a tough lesbian. But my squeamish penis is erect.
Yeah, it was like not looking. I mean, it was not. I didn't think it was gonna stay on.
Yeah,
like, that's how bad it looked.
Did you ever think you were gonna die?
I mean, I knew I was alive when I woke up. I was like, oh,
I'm very much alive. My face still feels.
It was like a breath of life.
Yes.
But
you never did the thing where you like saw your life flash before you. You were just like fully fainted and then fully under a subway car.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is just the beginning of the troubles.
Yeah. I mean, when you're in a train track, it's like regardless
very relatable.
Where a train is. Yeah, it's very relatable.
It's just like ladies, when you're in a train track.
Ladies, don't you hate when you in the train track and your man be like
you looking at that baby Jaws of Life? Okay, so then you were also like talking to people that were on the I heard you were like that got an applause break. They know this is a good question. That you were like talking to people that were watching.
Mm-hmm. Well, the people, so like I could all New Yorkers have like been on a train and it just like abruptly stops. Right. And then it's like, it stops for 10 minutes and then it's 20 minutes. And then you're like, when the fuck is this train going to go? That was happening. And I was like, I could hear people being like, what's going on? What the fuck is going on?
Under this train right now.
Yeah. I was like, I'm sorry. I fucked up your day. And like, I could hear people be like, what? And then like some people were kind of like laughing and also like, oh my God. That girl's really fucked up.
Like miraculously her face is still real red.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they could see me, you know, cause like I was like under
the
like platform where you stand on. So I think.
Okay. So then you go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Then you go to shout out to Bellevue.
The like stretcher ride, like up to like the like ground level. And it was like, it seemed like the longest fucking walk ever in life. Like,
wait, they made you walk? They're like, come on, girl.
They're like, you're fine. Just walk it off.
Suck it up.
Scratch. No, like, it just seemed like the longest, like, ride on a little.
Yeah.
Like, I just remember there being stairs and stairs. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why are there so many stairs?
On stairs? Why were you on the elevator?
I don't know. I think it was like faster for them to just like.
They were like, let's do this the green way, guys. You know, none of us are going to make it to the gym later.
I remember there just being like lots of stairs and I was like, why is this taking so
long? I don't get this. The stairs thing is, I think your lawyer should focus on the stairs.
I remember going outside and like it was still snowing. I was like, oh God. And yeah. It was a crazy ass ride from then on out.
And you still haven't seen Cruel Intentions. Let's just remind the audience.
And I get to watch in the hospital.
So then you're in the hospital for 3 months.
Yeah, almost 3 months.
And you also, like, when you got there, they were like, we can take the shit off right now.
Yeah.
The shipping your leg.
Basically, when I got to the hospital, the plastic surgeons were kind of like, here's the deal. Like, you can have, like, a bunch of painful, really painful surgeries for a couple of weeks, or we can amputate it and you be done with it.
And like, they didn't push you either way. They were like, that, like, what?
It was like, kind of like, if you get it amputated, it'll be a lot easier.
I do have an all-inclusive in Cancun book next week, and I'd love to go.
It's kind of like, I mean, once again, it was like a really crazy time for me, and like, I was in some intense pain. I was on a lot of like crazy medicine, but like, I remember that being like the feeling when I, you know what I mean? Like early on, like, you can do this, it's gonna suck, or we can do this.
The easy way is available.
And I was like in a lot of fucking pain. And I remember telling my mom, like, let's just do it. Let's just get it.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. The pain was literally, I mean, it was awful. There were some nights that were like, terrible.
You're on all these drugs, but it's still like, oh, yeah, it's still that, your mean, leg that the bone, like, you, I mean, do,
it's
so
awful.
You, and right now it's, they must have taken flesh and stuff and put it, graft it.
Yeah, we did maybe like 4 or 5 skin grafts.
And yeah.
And we just,
and where did they take it?
Just off from my thigh.
Damn.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So ladies, don't lose too much weight.
Like,
okay, tell me about the human body.
It's just crazy. It's crazy that like skin was removed from this lower part of my leg and like I can't get it back.
Yeah.
We can just take it from somewhere else.
And then that'll grow back.
Yeah. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me, but it's just wild.
You've got fans now. You might start a craze of like tweens.
Do not try this at home.
Tweens that are just like taking scoops out of their ass and putting it on their cheeks.
Doing skin grafts. There's a new section on auto straddle. Just skin grafts. Oh, God. No, don't try this at home.
Don't try any of it at home.
So we decided to just try to stick it out and like.
Yes.
We were like, you know what? God left this leg on here for a reason. Or
religion. Like, religion must be important in those times. Absolutely. Having faith in a higher power.
For sure. 100%.
Okay. Kanye West is your higher power, I believe, right? Is that true?
It's Jesus. No,
it's Jesus.
Yeah. Are you religious?
I believe in Jesus Christ.
Okay.
I'm not religious, no, but I was actually just talking to Aaron, one of the producers here, about you before, where it's like, I believe in energies. I'm very like science-y, but at the same time, like, I'm a good person. I think that's what counts, right? Like, it doesn't really matter if I'm like, specific God, here's my shout out to you today. I think like, you've got to be good. Like, just, you know, are you being a good person? I'm not always a good person, but like majority, I'm trying to be good to people.
Right.
And like, I want to eat everything in that Subway bag, but I'm not. I'm like, that's her shit. The higher power recognizes that. What I was going to say is that I recognize when my uncle died of a brain aneurysm, and then my aunt is Muslim. And I saw in that period of my life how beautiful religion could be, because it bound all these people together and they took care of her, and we all flew there, her family did, but like her religion and her also just being able to pray for her husband who was no longer there really got her through that time. Now, to kind of relate this to comedy, and there was a site set up that raised money for you didn't have health insurance, which is like another huge thing. Like so many, I mean, the majority of comics in New York don't have health insurance.
There's so many people walking around New York City that don't have health insurance.
No,
like crazy shit can happen. You can get hit by a cab or like, you know,
I bike all the time. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Odds are something will happen, something. But the cool thing was that someone set up this website for you. Was it an Indiegogo? Is that it?
I think it was YouCaring.
YouCaring
is like the website.
And it was like $75,000 was raised.
I think
was
so. It? Yeah, I think the original goal was like $50,000. And then I think they met that in like some ridiculous amount of time.
And who gave money to you? Like cool people.
Oh my God. Like I still don't even know. I'm still like going down the list, but I know like Aziz Ansari.
You should notice my 45,000.
I did see that.
Thank you.
Which is tax deductible, I think. So I'll hope sure to give that back to you. yeah. Just so many people that I like never met or like, you know, didn't know or, you know, I'm sure wasn't aware of me. I'm so new, like we were talking about earlier, and like Aziz Ansari and I think Louis C.K. donated, yeah. Seth Meyers, Zach Braff.
Cool Zach Scrubs. Braff. Like, yeah. What? Great.
It was insane. I mean, there's so many more people that donated and it was insane.
And I think that's when you were asking about religion, that's what's important to me is that people, you know, like I didn't obviously donate 45,000, but like
you did.
My 13 cents is getting me in heaven. But it was cool because comedy is often the cynical thing where you feel very alone and like you're struggling. And it was really cool to see the comedy community kind of band together and like, you know, take a little bit off your plate,
yeah,
in that sense there. You were talking on stage about kind of this renewed like love for friends and family. Tell me about it here in this microphone.
But that's like just the first part of the joke. It doesn't end that way with me loving friends.
The joke. No. You're like, it's just a setup to a joke, really. I could take him or leave him.
No, obviously, like, almost dying really, like, is a fucking reality check. And it's like, oh, shit, like.
So tell me some reality checkies.
It is that, like, you know, I could have, like, never seen Sabrina again or like, you know.
Thank you. This is what I was. This is what this whole podcast has been about. I'm like, when is this bitch going to glorify my presence?
Yeah, just and it, like little things, like even on the like Uber ride on the way here, I was like Instagram. I was taking Instagram videos like while we were just riding through. I was like, like I just felt like a little dog, like with his head hanging out of the passenger seat window. It's just
so. Top two blessings of life. Top two reasons not to die. Number one, Sabrina Jalees. Number two, Uber.
Oh, I thought you were gonna be like number two, so you can Instagram video once.
Oh yeah, number two is Instagram video. Number three is Uber.
Yeah.
Does Facebook come into play?
Never.
No. Facebook's probably on the to die list. Throw it on the tracks. We should do a segment called On the Tracks or Off the Tracks.
One of the like news like segments about me, like when the accident first happened, and I actually saw the story in my hospital room. It was on ABC.
Oh God.
Their story was called Terror on the Tracks.
Terror on the Tracks. Yeah, right, I saw it. They blurred out your face.
My face out.
Like, and you're like, bitch, if you're gonna use my story, at least give me a little bit of heat.
Exactly. Like it was like an old headshot. I'm oh, like, you God. Didn't give my friend photo credit. Like nothing. It was so bad, but yeah, they called it Tear on the Tracks, and my best friend Michael texted me and was like, I like how they make it sound like you destroyed the train.
Yes,
tracks.
You
like,
were the terror the on the tracks.
Watch out for Liza. I was like, I know that.
You like come down in the subway and all the trains halt.
Yeah,
the terror is near.
She's back. I have like felt.
There was something frustrating though, that people were saying that you were texting. I mean, not that it would make a difference. I didn't know what had happened, and then I'd read that story, and when I was telling my parents, I was like, "Yo, I text all the time. Like that could it was slippery. That could happen." And yeah, like it was. You know, to me, it wasn't a negative thing, but it kind of puts. I guess maybe puts you in a little more of like a makes you a lesson to learn from versus just.
No, they were a lot of the media outlets were totally trying to make it into this like generational like problem, like texting, like another youth is texting,
another like, youth is texting.
They like made it seem like I was in some intense. Like,
yet another youth using emojis.
And I was like, no, that's not what happened. If anything, be like, this is why you need to eat.
Yes.
Meals a day. Don't be like blame it on my iPhone. Like,
yes.
Blame it on the fact that I didn't eat breakfast that morning.
Yes.
Which is the truth. it was just weird that they decided to go with that route. And I was like, just fucking tell the truth. Like,
yeah, I mean, why? And I wonder who started it.
It was the New York Post. I know that. They were like the first.
And then that's interesting, too, to be like all of a sudden you're like a regular normie. And then to be kind of you were a big news story, at least in New York and I think nationally. Yeah. But that you can see how like quickly one lie and you don't. You have no say in it.
No
you.
Control, no say, like nothing. I was like emailing ABC, like they would email me and be like, can we have like some, I don't know, even know what they would ask. They would ask me like, could they call me and ask questions or something? This is like a week
and you're
after
like, fuck you.
Hit.
You blurred my face. You called me terror on the tracks. But
like,
yes.
You
will you plug my
Twitter? Same thing.
They didn't even tell people to follow you on. No. You know what? That's the least you could do is, you know, if you guys, all media outlets, if you're going to do a story about someone who has been a victim of something, especially, I'm not saying like plug Donald Sterling's Twitter handle, guys, be decent about it. But like someone who's had an accident and you're also plugging the fact that they're a comic. Put their Twitter handle there.
Please. For the
come
love
on. For the love of Jesus. So now you're in now. Well, OK, you've also had some wacky roommate situations in Bellevue.
I did. Yeah. I had like I like that you're just like reviewing my whole like stand up
well,
set from the other night. Stand up, sit down set.
No, but those are like the relevant to me. You covered it like in terms of when I was sitting there listening to you, I was like, that's exactly this is exactly what I wanted you to say. Like, imagine you got on stage and you just did what you had done like a year ago, like you did your set of like, guys, isn't it crazy when you don't eat breakfast?
Yeah, no, that was another reason I was like really eager to like just get out and get all this new material out, because I was like, if anything, if the new material sucked, like if anything, all of these people that have like donated and stuff can like hear what
yeah.
had been going on for the past like 3 months, you know, because
yeah.
like the strangers and stuff that didn't know me that couldn't come visit me in the hospital.
Yeah, there was a bunch
like,
of people that when you emerged from the elevator that were waiting to like talk
oh,
to you
yeah.
and take pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
That's a cool thing. I mean, that's, you know, when something like 9/11 or Sandy happens in like a larger sense. You had 9/11 and Sandy on your leg, girl. Why are you laughing? You're terror on the tracks. But like when something like that happens, the beauty in it is like, you know, life for me, if I was going to. So when you were asking about religion, I believe in balance. I think every action has a reaction. Mm-hmm. And the balance to tragedy is like this beauty that comes out in a like, you know, the people that felt compassion to donate to help you.
Yeah.
And then B. Yeah, just like you know, this is a horrible thing. No one wants it, except for me a little bit. Except for me a little bit when I read all those articles. But then I noticed your Twitter handle wasn't on, and I'm like, oh, I'll skip it. but yeah, like that you now get this attention. You've got this story, and you've got this power to inspire. So that's a cool thing. And I also, yeah, I want to read your book. I want to.
Yeah, that's so crazy that you told. Whenever we did Sabrina and I did the show a few nights ago at Ars Nova, she came up to me in the green room and was like, "You need to be like an inspirational."
Yes.
Like, and I literally have been like,
"It's not like all." That's not like the only thing that you need to do, but
no,
I think that
like,
when you have
yeah.
a story like that, people like you know, I'm not easily manipulated or whatever. Like, you know, I've been around the block. I've been doing this a long time. But like you are truly inspiring. The fact that you are funny throughout it, and there's studies about like cancer patients. That Patch Adams, the Robin Williams movie. You don't know what I'm. You're like, what is this bitch talking about
like
the 70s
a
for?
Red
yeah, nose. He wore the red nose. Like there's actual studies about how laughter and humor get you through things.
I mean, comedy is laughter is the best medicine.
There you go. That's aside it. From Morphine, who just won its second Oscar. We're in real time.
Oh, God. That Morphine.
Morphine, then laughter.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
no,
that's...
yeah, laughter, it really is the best medicine. Like, I don't know how I would have gotten through this whole ordeal. Like, because
I would imagine it gives you a little
before.
Bit of, like, purpose while
yeah.
you're there. Like, Twitter, like, all this social media shit that you can
yeah.
kind of, like, reach people.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, what now? How are you going to top this? How are you going to fucking top this? Are you going to find the Malaysian plane?
I am, it's been in my leg this whole
the
time.
It's been in my leg. That's all the pinging I've been hearing.
Yeah.
So now you've got to like recuperate.
The goal now is to like walk again, obviously. I can like, I'm like allowed to walk now. It's just like a pain tolerance kind of thing.
Yeah, you've got to like protect that shit.
Yeah.
Your leg is very sensitive.
So yeah, it's, actually today is like a fun day because I left my like final checkup from the plastic surgeons today, like right before I came here to meet you. And they were like, everything looks great. It's so good. And they were like, gave me the okay to just like.
We can still cut it off, girl, though. Yeah. We can still cut it off.
Yeah. They're like, there's actually, we're going to need to take it.
It is so good that we want to use it as an example for students.
Can we meet up in the lobby? My plastic surgeon like gave me the okay to just like live my normal life again. He was like, you can, you know, shower with it.
And,
like, you know, it's a normal leg at this point. He's like, it's gonna feel weird and, you know, whatever. But I still can't believe I got hit by a fucking train and like all I came out with was like this one leg.
Yes.
Wait, no, I said that wrong.
No, she's the entire time this podcast has been delivered by her knee. It's been the lower part of one leg.
Shout out to that one leg.
Shout out to the one leg that is Liza Dye.
Farrah Brooke, this other comedian, and I were like sending each other emojis of that I could have used had I gotten my leg amputated one day. And there's like a girl with just like a unit leg.
What? In the emojis of an iPhone?
It's like the bathroom symbol. You know how it just looks like there's one leg in that.
Did you
one.
Ever use the purple squash?
No, because everybody always uses that for a penis.
It's true.
I don't want that. No, but I'm so like, I feel so liberated being able to use the like handicap symbol now. I'm going to put in my Instagram profile, I think. Just like five of them.
I mean, how else can we really make this work for you? You've got a lawyer. What's the lawyer? You can't tell anything about the lawyer?
I probably shouldn't. I honestly don't know what I can and can't
say. I get shot in the head right now.
He is hiding in that trash can waiting for me.
Okay. And then the other thing is we hope you can write a book while you're recuperating.
I mean, I'm definitely planning to do like a bunch of shows in South Carolina and stuff for sure.
Yeah, there's a scene there. Yeah?
Yeah. I'll definitely do some shows in like Charleston.
Yeah.
Greenville has a cool comedy scene. There's like tiny venues in Spartanburg, which is where my home is. Columbia. I'll probably go up to like Asheville, North Carolina.
Asheville's cool.
Yeah. I'll be all around like the Southeast.
Okay,
for,
cool.
Like, the next couple months.
Big takeaway? What's the big takeaway today?
Eat your Wheaties, kids.
Eat your Wheaties. And above all, watch Cruel Intentions.
Yeah, that actually is the takeaway of this. Yeah. And what did John say? Don't do web series.
Don't do web series. Yeah, don't make any appointments for a free web series. Okay. I like you a lot. We're going to be friends. You almost were taken away from me. And now, obviously, there's you're going to come back to New York soon?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'll be back. Maybe not to live.
The terror will return.
To the B train. I don't plan on being around like trains ever again, but like I'll come back.
Really? You're like, I'm exclusively an Uber kid now.
Not even. It's just like
I'm not interested.
Not ready for that. I'm gonna go to LA or somewhere like
somewhere with like, no trains.
Yeah. Where there's like a different kind of like.
Really? You think you'll never take the train again? Really?
No, I'll take the train.
You're like, no, I took it here.
I drove the one here. The one that hit me, I drove it here.
Okay, cool. This is it. I think that
that's my favorite.
No one's
movie.
Have you noticed no one's gotten a laugh in a while?
Yeah, I don't know how that mic is doing in there. I'm worried about it.
Should we go do it?
We probably should. I bet there's no girls in there.
All right, it's Liza all and I are going to go represent the female gender at this mic. Guys, I love you from the bottom of my heart. Do you? Do you feel the energy of these people that I'm...
You know, I'm going to be honest. I don't know your listeners, but I'm hoping that...
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be real straight up and tell you that you're being a little nuts.
I'm hoping that through this episode, through this podcast episode, we can just connect.
How do we follow you on Twitter?
My Twitter is my name. You can follow me. It's at Liza Dye. L-I-Z-A-D-Y-E. It's
anyone, like, anyone in the media made any jokes about the last name being?
Yes and no. I mean, that's like a
lifelong thing. They missed the mark. Though, you know? Like, yeah.
Die, Liza. Liza just won't die. Like,
you had so many nights to think about all the different headlines.
So many nights.
Wait, I didn't, I was leaning towards the roommate thing, but I think I asked it in a not Barbara Walters-y way where you were like, bitch, you're just telling me everything I said on stage.
You're just repeating my stand-up.
But you did have one, tell me, okay, tell me about that lady first.
She.
Ooh, you thought it was over, but it's not. It's never over.
Do you watch, what's that show with Kathy Bates in there, like, witches?
Titanic? The web series? That would be amazing if Kathy Bates had a web series called Titanic.
Was she in the Titanic? No, what? She wasn't in Titanic.
Kathy Bates, New Money.
New Money? What do you
say? Wait a second. You're talking about Kathy Bates, a large actress.
Yeah, from like Misery.
Don't you remember how there? Did you see the Titanic?
Wait, if you didn't see. Right.
With Leonardo DiCaprio, right? Guys, now I understand why you were on those tracks. Listen. You got to watch some movies.
I have like I have so many things to watch and like
you have not seen the Titanic?
No, I've seen it. I used to be obsessed with it.
Okay. With Leonardo DiCaprio, right, is what you just said though, just so you know.
Yeah, he's in it.
That doesn't sound like someone who's obsessed with it. Yeah, with that guy with the blonde hair.
Listen, I'm a little rusty. I just got out of the hospital. Rusty. I'm weaning off of my pain meds, okay?
I'm a little rusty. Should be your catchphrase while you're on that wheelchair. Listen, I'm a little rusty. That's your second after the morphine excuse. I'm a little rusty.
That's my book.
Yeah. I'm a little rusty. Okay, so you don't know that Kathy Bates was in the Titanic, but she was.
Clearly, I've forgotten.
Okay.
I had no idea.
I can't believe the only thing you watched was The OWN Network while you were in that bed for 3 months, because I think the first thought that anyone thinks of, like, oh my God, hit by a train in the hospital for 3 months is like, holy fuck, that's the worst thing ever. And the second thing probably is like Netflix streaming, what would I, HBO Go, like what would I catch up on?
Yeah.
But you exclusively watched OWN.
Because it's like, you know, I have like my iPhone, but there wasn't really like Wi-Fi in the hospital. So it's like... I can't stream. You know, you don't want to just be like watching.
Girl,
movies.
Girl, Zach Braff
would have
sponsored your Wi-Fi network.
I tried so hard to get Wi-Fi, and I literally called.
You were like running for hospital mayor.
I tried to pretend like it was like an apartment, and that I was gonna get like a modem installed. I swear to God, I did
pretend this. Like it's an apartment. You just give them the address, and you're like,
I swear to God, I did this.
Just
I
tell
called.
Them the front, Liza.
And they were like, what's the apartment number? And I gave him my room number.
And tear around the like, tracks?
Is this a hospital? And I was like, no.
Yeah, but no. Like, not really.
They're like, we can't come and install internet.
That's actually a horrible travesty that all hospitals don't have Wi-Fi.
I mean, they had Wi-Fi, but it was like enough to like check your email or something. You couldn't like stream. HBO
well,
Go.
If we could turn back the hands of time, Liza, I wish that you would have like loaded up. Turn back the hands of time, Liza.
It should be renamed that now. But no, that R. Kelly song. Have you ever heard it?
Turn back. No, I'm gonna look it up right now.
It's really good. Actually, the video. This girl gets hit by a train. No, I'm kidding.
No. No. You're like, wait a second. All my favorite things are dictating.
No, I think there's like some car accident or something in this video, and R. Kelly's like girlfriend dies, but it's like the video is in reverse, so he's like turning back the hands of time.
All right, I'm gonna play this song, and while I play it, can you please tell me this juicy, juicy story about your roommate? This is gonna be the soundtrack. She just gave me the face that's like, oh, everything you're doing is a very faux pas.
I mean, is it juicy? Was it? I didn't even realize.
I mean, I just feel like I've been to, I actually went to Bellevue because I had like a swollen ankle, which is like okay. Embarrassing to admit now. But that's why I went there. And then
did you stay?
And I had a crazy roommate that was like vomiting. And I mean, it's so weird to call it. It's not weird. It's bad to call her crazy. But she, I kind of felt like she was playing it up. Who knows? But she was like being very vocal about her problems. And
oh my God. You were in like,
and I was in the same room. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Why are you having sympathy for me?
No, because I just feel like there was a photographer at the show we did a few nights ago, and she was like, I actually went to Bellevue too. Like, I had, like, I broke my hand, like, a couple years ago, and I had to go to Bellevue, and it was fucking crazy. Like, I hated it. I was terrified. Like, I was in, like, excruciating pain, and, like, nobody was doing anything, like... This song is amazing. Yeah. Sinking to rise no more. Just let it ride. Ever since you closed the door.
If I could turn. Oh yeah, he's kind of brilliant, huh?
So good. He's really underrated.
But what about everything? Liza, if I could turn.
Is this my new anthem now?
Back the hands of time, Liza. Nothing would change because I think this is going to be great for you. I think with my accident management... And what your recoup skills,
mm-hmm.
and what your doctors are saying.
I feel like I need to like lower my voice right now, like, and do my Beyonce impression.
That's a great, great instinct.
What would Beyonce say? She would be like, Jay, this is one of my favorite R. Kelly songs because it's real sad. And it really made me think about Kelly and Latavia and Latoya. And what was that other one's name? Michelle. Oh, beautiful Robert.
Robert, Kelly, we dedicate this episode to you. Liza, any last requests, thoughts, poisons?
Stay off those train tracks, kids.
Kids. You know train tracks is not where you belong. I love you. Follow Liza on Twitter. Cruel Intentions.